Today's the day when the big gay judge, Judge Walker in California, electronically files his decision on the legality of Prop 8, where a majority of voters in California voted to take away the state's ability to issue same-sex marriage licenses. And guess what? We're predicting the results. Find out how the crow's gonna caw on today's show.
Oh, what a mess the Supreme Court has unleashed. People are ready to miss the target and boycott Best Buy as they take advantage of the new Supreme Court ruling that allows corporations to give money directly to politicians. All while Target just opened a huge store just blocks away from Boys Town in the heart of Chicago's gay neighborhood. Will the gays be able to resist the cheap goods?
Do boycotts work? Elton John and Lady Gaga weigh in during their rock concerts. Find out what they said.
Lady Gaga reveals she loves doing cocaine, but feels having sex robs her of her creativity.
Just Say Now, a trans political group on the verge of legalizing pot.
Levi and Bristol break up.
And Superman Christopher Reeve once dated a gay porn star for 2 months. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you.
Beep, 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 beep. Today is your unbirthday, and it's also the big day when Judge Walker in California announces his decision in the landmark Prop 8 trial. Will the haters win?
What's an unbirthday?
An unbirthday is, for those of you who might be familiar with Alice in Wonderland, it's the 364 days a year that your birthday doesn't land on.
Oh.
A merry, very unbirthday to you. To who? To me. That's who. You ever heard that?
No. Is that from the Walt Disney version?
Yes.
Oh, it's been a long, long time since I've seen that.
Edwin sang that. The great Edwin.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins. I love being all gay and everything. Mm-hmm. We have such a big show today.
Well, I don't know how to feel about Prop 8, though, because it's like, I just don't know yet. Should I be happy or I should be mad? Either way, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, I bet, right?
I think so. It's going to go to the Supremes, but I got just a little roll of gray duct tape waiting just in case.
More no hate.
No hate campaign. I was like, I got to start my own no hate campaign.
Well, the weird thing is, though, is that, you know, this decision's coming out right after the day after the report on Prop 8 came out, because this guy, he did the report on Prop 8 saying he looked at all the facets of it, and they went through everything. They looked at
the ads.
They combed through the data. They really just sifted it and fine-tuned it to figure out what went wrong. Why did the gays lose in California?
They combed through the data like an elementary school teacher on head and tick and lice day. And the results were?
The results are in is that the main finding is that the No on Prop 8 campaign lost the support of people who had children under the age of 18.
It was the children's.
The children's.
Whitney Houston was right.
The children are our future.
Let them lead their way. How does that song go?
Let them lead the way.
Show them all the, what is it? Any time that the gay rights movement forgets about Whitney Houston, we get into trouble. And Prop 8 failed. Mm. The fight against Prop 8 failed because we did not think of the children as our future.
For the most part. Because what it is that it was predominantly white people with kids under the age of 18. So I think it's these people have it in their mind. Maybe they had it in before, or because the yes on Prop 8 people were so effective that somehow exposing your children to gay people is going to make them gay or be more comfortable becoming gay.
As if there was anything wrong with that.
Your kid is either gay or they're not.
Or they might, you know, I have to say, though, I think it's important to recruit.
And how are you going to recruit?
You just keep going. It's like, Don't you wish you'd rather have a nice boyfriend? I'm worried you're going to live a heterosexual life. It's going to be really awful and boring. You'll have wedding anniversaries, bridal showers. The life of a heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
Is that right from John Waters?
Yeah. Something like that. I'm trying to remember it. After
were they
seeing
trying, the hairdresser,
ago.
They want him to become gay.
Why don't you become a nice hairdresser?
So, I guess, how do we overcome that? How do we make that happen where people don't view it as a way, as like we're indoctrinating them or forcing people to become...
I think knowing that we have to do, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, because really there are two Americas. It's not necessarily Democrat mm-hmm. or Republican. It's not even gay or straight or liberal or conservative. It's the baby mamas and everybody else.
Oh, it's people with children, people
without. People with the children's and people without the children's. I think having taken care of my niece and being involved in when she grew mm-hmm. up, it's like it really does impact you as a person to be around a kid. Because you'll be like, I'm liberal and all this other stuff. And then you have a kid and you're suddenly like, don't look at my kid. You know what I'm saying? It's like it transforms.
It changes your perspective.
The people mm-hmm. that we love the most liberal, understanding, people first mm-hmm. kind of friends of ours mm-hmm. from college, suddenly they get married and have kids and it's game over.
Yeah. Well, it's the same with abortion too. The women, they're pro-abortion, then they pop out a couple of babies and then all of a sudden, oh, I could never have an abortion. So that's what changes the most with women and abortion is whether you have children or not.
Unless they have it in watermelon or mint flavor, which then those delicious abortions, they just can't stop having them.
Well, it also depends on if your kid's a brat or not. And they're like, oh, not
I wish I could
these.
Have an abortion. I don't know. So today is the day of decision mm-hmm. and we're going to find out whether Judge Walker, who's also gay himself.
Yeah, he's gay. We didn't know that until after the trial was over.
Really? Yeah, I know. So I think he's going to decide in favor of the gays.
You think? I hope so, too.
I'm optimistic. I'm like Carol Channing mm-hmm. in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
What's that?
Just optimistic. But diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well. So, honey, no matter what happens, be like Elton John. Get yourself mm-hmm. some money. Because you may not have gay rights, but Elton John has a very comfortable life with David Furnish mm-hmm. in California.
Well, yeah, if you're rich, you don't need it. We need these laws to protect all the people that aren't, you know, multi-gazillionaires. Because we need to be protected against these people's, you know, ignorance and hatred and bigotry.
Propagating for the richies. It's for everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Well, a senior editor at The Atlantic wrote this wonderful little piece. I'll give you a little part of it. His name is Ta-Nehisi Coates. And it's the title of it is called Race and Gay Marriage in Perspective. I'll put a link up for it so you can read the whole thing. And he's talking about the family. He goes, the family is not just a building block of civilizations, but a defense against civilization, which so often prove themselves unworthy of the name. Thus, gay marriage is, to me, not about relieving homophobes of their burdensome ignorance, but about the rights of gays to defend themselves against that ignorance. So it's about protection. We're protecting ourselves against these, you know, people with children.
Well, really, save me from your parents.
Save me from your parents, kids. I like that.
Kids, save me from your parents. But I got two signs here. I got thank you for Judge Walker or fuck you, Judge Walker.
Ooh,
which signs are going to be? And so we're going to find out today mm-hmm. At 3 o'clock.
Between
Pacific
1 to
time.
3, they said.
You know, what's really weird is that he's filing his decision electronically.
Really? Like taxes?
Like taxes. And so this is Charles Sima who said it on Facebook. It's mm-hmm. puzzling that the decision will be filed electronic without a public court proceeding. I don't know what to make of that. And I responded, Charles, he's going to do it while he's cruising for sex in his underwear online.
Just like we're doing this podcast.
I know. It's like, has anybody checked on my hookup for studs.com profile? Notice I never gave I don't like to endorse any gay hookup sites.
Why?
Because they all want you to promote them for free. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
And they're raking in the dough.
They're so rich. I mean, all of these hookup sites, they're swimming in money. It's insane. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of this, will you guys vote for me on Fabulous?
Vote for you.
They're having an iPhone contest. I don't know the function of Fabulous. Mm. Is it Is it to get basically Bradford Shellhammer onto more gay cruises?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Because I haven't really been going to it that much. I've been looking at things that, you know, it's for event-based stuff. I just feel like a lot of that stuff I've already been invited to anyway. So
they always, people asking me was like, what do you think about, what is the great life's greatest luxury? And I wrote, to be on Fabulous.
Oh, because you can ask questions now like that other program.
So it's like a press release. And people started asking me all sorts of really retarded questions just so they could get like points if I responded to them.
Right.
And I respond to every question you ask anywhere because I'm that kind of crazy person.
I charge people 100 points.
I charge them 400 points.
You do? And they still ask?
They sure do, honey. Because I'm that kind of girl. So speaking of which, in Chicago... A giant megapolis, a giant Target, opened just feet, inches away from the gay neighborhood of Lakeview, Boys Town.
And of Andersonville, really.
Of Andersonville, that's the lesbian sister neighborhood.
Or the Mandersonville.
Mandersonville. So this is the equivalent for the conservative teabagger Republicans that are listening to the podcast. The mosque that's trying to open near September 11th, the Ground Zero.
Yeah, so... Ground September 11th. Ground
So here they're trying to open. They are trying to open a Target. They did already.
It's opened. It's been open for weeks.
Corporate terrorists have established a foothold in what we hold near and dear, which is our gay bar district here in Chicago. And they are rubbing it in our faces. It's a giant Target.
Explain to the good people what's really going on here.
So Target has decided to... Okay, so this happened in January. The Supreme Court decided that it's okay for corporations to be like people. Mm-hmm. Just like dogs.
Yes.
It thinks it's people. And they allowed corporations to freely spend any amount of money they want to support political candidates because they feel like those political candidates will pass the laws that best... represent the interests of the corporation.
Right, it's corporate takeover of America, basically.
It is, and so here's the first, you know, bomb in this war between human beings and corporations. And the first bomb is Target and Best Buy. Target donated over $150,000
to Minnesota Forward.
And Minnesota is a claims to be a nonpartisan group, but they spent most of their money campaigning for anti-gay Republican governor candidate Tom Emmer. And Tom Emmer, he wants to nullify a lot of federal laws, especially Obama's healthcare reform.
Really?
He also wants to see Minnesota state government shrink by 20%. And that means like state services. He is endorsed by Sarah Palin, who dubs him a hockey dad, whose approval may have been crucial for securing the GOP endorsement. And a year ago, he slammed a fellow state rep for wanting to use a copy the environmental regulations from Europe because they seem to work very well for Europe in Minnesota.
Well, it's European, so it must be communist, right?
And he responded by, uh-oh, hey, by the way, we also apparently have to look at this country and be extremely critical of the United States of America and start kissing the ass of the people on the other side of the Atlantic. That's ridiculous. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. This is a great country, US of A. That is who when you go buy something at Target, some of your money went to support this bozo.
Well, also for the gays, though, he also says that a union should be between one man and one woman. And he also gave a $250 contribution to a Christian rock band that has lyrics that pretty much say that and have made statements that say that Muslims are more moral than Americans because they kill the homosexuals.
Wow. Yes. There's your dollars get Target.
He's also saying that same, you know, and Ember's talking about the band saying they're really good people, you know, and I respect their point of view. So what kind of bullshit is that? So Target's giving $150,000 to Minnesota Forward.
And Best Buy is also giving.
And Best Buy, too. And that's going to this Emmer guy, which, you know, who's fighting against gay rights. But the thing is that most people are at a quandary is that because the... Target has such a good employment policy and they've had gay pride parades.
I think that the solution to this is for Target to hold its own pride parade. for itself.
They basically do in Minnesota. Like, the Minnesota Pride Parade is sponsored by Target.
But they just need to, like, make it instead of gay Pride Parade or
just
lesbian.
Target Pride.
Target Pride. And so we can all go out into the streets and see how many people show up. You know, it is sort of like ridiculous that Target thinks that it can get away with this. And of course, it's biting in the ass. There was a lovely woman, a mom named Randy Reeton, who's sort of ignited this online. She went and spent $200 on stuff at Target. And she brought her flip cam and that she probably bought at Target. And she got filmed returning it. And of course, like, they were like, you know, you don't mess with a mom.
No, you don't mess with a mom. I think other people are doing that, too. And if you do it, I'm encouraging you to go in there and get small things, little tiny pieces of things, and put them in and just fill up your cart and then just, you know, just leave it there. Because it takes a lot of effort to put those things. Don't go and buy, like, one giant stuffed animal or, like, a chair. That's just, you know, you just put that right back. Make it worth it. Make them work for it.
Just go up and down the aisles and non-discriminately just buy crap.
Yeah. And be like, la, da, 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 da.
Even better yet, don't even go to the checkout counter. Just put in the shopping cart and just like walk away. Yeah. Go up to the cash register and just be, I'm gay. Bye.
I'm gay.
And film yourself.
You know what? Just put a little pink ribbon on your cart.
Or something.
You know,
I feel sorry for the, you know, we have some listeners who work at Target. They're gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know from them what's going on.
Well, I know one person that works at Target. He's just like on Facebook. He's like, I'm not commenting on it. You know, it's my job.
Yeah, but I mean, personally, he has an opinion about it.
I'm sure he does. He's
probably, we know who you are.
Well, the thing is, though, I'm sure Target has probably given, well, no, because it's a corporation, but I'm sure the people that are involved in that corporation have probably given money to the Republican candidate for the past 30 years.
Well, actually, Target, the corporation, does have a political action committee that's funded by the employees. But this is the first time that Target, out of its own pocket, has ever given. And this is like a brand new first thing. This is the first time any corporation has given overtly $150,000 to get a politician elected, not because it benefits the people of Minnesota, but because it benefits them as a corporation. Let that sink into you, listeners. I know this is supposed to be a comedy show and supposed to make you laugh, but hearing that, it's really chilling. And it makes me like go, gee, I thought Target was the good guys and Walmart were the evil people, but I guess...
They all are.
They all are evil. So there's a guy...
How are you going to quit Target?
Well, I don't know. It's like I feel Target? like Jack Twist in Brokeback Mountain. I wish I knew how to quit you. You know? That's the title of today's show. And so one guy named Joe Mirabella, he pointed out that maybe it may not be a good idea to boycott Target, that the better solution is instead to go to businesses that are gay friendly and bring and let your pocket speak.
But that is a boycott.
Isn't that a boycott? It's not spending the money there, but spending else. He says like drawing attention to corporations that are doing it right.
Well, yeah.
Because for a long time, we were drawing attention to Target because they were doing it right and Walmart was doing it wrong. And they're abusing their employees and abusing their power. Mm-hmm. And now it seems that Walmart and Target are both bullies.
Well, this Randy Reeton person saying, she goes, I just don't know. I'm going to have to find another grocery store to shop at Target. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're buying your groceries at Target, you better really think about your diet.
As far as I know,
you're probably not eating very well because you should buy the bulk of your food at a produce place. You should be eating fruits and vegetables
and meat.
And that's what you should be eating.
Lots of meat.
And lots of meat. And the processed stuff, you know, that's a treat.
So boycotts, do they work? Do they not work? We really want to hear your idea. What is the best way for us as outraged human beings who care about the people that work at these companies, that care about our communities, that don't want to see this douchebag get elected? How do we effectively work on this?
You know, those people in Minnesota like that Sarah Palin, though, and he endorsed her because she's got She endorsed him. She's got that Minnesota kind of accent, even though she's from Alaska.
Wait, is Sarah Palin's accent like fake, like George Bush's accent?
No, it's like those people in the Wasilla area were from Minnesota. They settled there.
Oh.
So that's why they got that accent.
So it's the sister city.
Yeah, there's something going on there. I don't know. Well, I don't know about boycotts, though. What does Elton John have to say about boycotts?
Well, his let me find that quote here. Where is that?
It's one of those.
Here, he said, let's face it, I still play in California, and as a gay man, I have no legal rights whatsoever. So what the fuck is wrong with these people? We are all pleased to be playing in Arizona. I've read that some artists won't come here. They are fuckwits.
And then Lady Gaga just played in Phoenix.
And Lady Gaga just performed in Phoenix. This is what Lady... I think Lady Gaga has, you know... Lady Gaga's right about so many things. I mean, she...
Gaga knows it all.
Gaga, come please save us from ourselves. So we're going to play you... Actually, somebody was smart enough to pull out their video camera.
Oh, smart.
And record her during her concert. Here it is.
I didn't used to be brave. I wasn't a brave person at all. But you have made me brave. And now I'm going to be brave for you. Tonight...
She's saying this while she's wearing a see-through dress, just so you know.
I want you to free yourself. I want you to let go of all of your insecurities. I want you to reject any person or anything or any law that have ever made you feel like you don't belong. Playing Arizona because of SB 1070. And I said, you really think that us dumb fucking pop stars are gonna collapse the economy of Arizona? We have to be active. We have to actively protest. And the nature of the Monster Ball is to actively protest prejudice and injustice and the bullshit that is put on our society as a youth, because you're a superstar no matter who you are or where you come from.
So we're a superstar, no matter who you are.
Ooh, and you know,
go free
you
yourself mind. And let yourself go and reject stuff that makes you feel stupid and bad.
So she did it better than Elton John.
What does it mean to actively protest? Like,
well, she's speaking out against it. She's got a whole, you know, crowd of people there that she's talking to, and maybe they'll do something.
I think most people in Arizona are against it. Well, obviously they're not, because they're elected the woman. I don't know. I mean, listeners, what do you think? Are you for this law or you're against it? I'm personally against it. Mark?
It just doesn't seem to make much sense to me. It seems that it seems spiteful and hateful. And of course, you know, people, you know, crossing the border, it's dangerous. And then, you know, are they hiding out in your garbage cans? What's happening? I don't, you know, are they bringing crime? But the other thing is, though, it's how can you control it? You know, and it's the backbone of who we are. And, you know, part of it is, you know, those people have lived there for hundreds of years.
Free Lady Gaga scarecrows for everybody in Arizona. That's the solution.
Yeah.
Just put a Lady Gaga, the scariest monster, you know.
A fake Gaga?
A fake Gaga on your front lawn.
Mm.
And all the tourists, all the immigrants escaping, or all the they'll see Lady Gaga and their hearts will melt and they'll become, they'll be, I don't know, What will happen?
I don't know what will happen, but this,
why are you staring? You're still staring at the video.
Because she's holding up something that looks like a giant. What is that?
A toothpick.
Is that her disco stick?
Yeah,
disco stick, I guess.
Everything is better with a little bit of Lady Gaga.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a big chuckle out of Time Out Chicago. I got a fake Lady Gaga, and she's a local girl. She's a Southside girl.
She looks like her.
Chicago. Her name is Elise Jacobson. She looks a lot like Gaga. People tell her she looks like Gaga, and so what they did is they gave her a little bit of an entourage and dressed her up in wild outfits and took her out on the streets of Chicago and just like observed how people reacted to her and other things.
Did people go up to her and say, "Are you Lady Gaga?" And they said, "Yes."
They
lied to the public.
They lied to the public. And so one little girl, though, they overheard her saying, "Mommy, why is that lady dressed like that? What is wrong with her?" and then Jacobson also sarcastically responded to a question from someone. I guess they asked, this was her response. She goes, "People ask me, do you have a wiener?" And she goes, "Yes, I have a teeny weenie."
Actually, Lady Gaga clarified that she does not.
She just likes
to start the rumors, but
she has a vagina that her art comes from. Is that what happens?
That's right. She doesn't like to have sex with men because she feels like they're stealing her creativity.
Mm.
What about women? Do they enhance it?
Ooh.
Maybe so.
Doesn't she put cocaine up there too or something?
She was in Vanity Fair and she talked about she still likes to do cocaine.
A few times a year.
A few times a year. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gaga.
That's cocaine. Pretty, I really appreciate somebody in her position that she can, or I guess there's the public backlash that if she admits that she's doing cocaine on several occasions a year, is pretty radical.
I think that she's at such a level right now that she could say that she kills babies and people would still love her.
And they'd be like, how creative.
She could just sit there and eat like little tiny limbs. Like
that performance artist in China that did several years ago.
Oh yeah, she had an abortion or something.
It was a guy. Yeah, and he sculpted a fake baby out of like dried up octopus. And he did a performance piece where he ate it, but he told people it was just like a dried fetus.
Oh, yeah.
And people went nuts.
Whatever happened to that chick who did that art where she kept getting herself pregnant and then forcing herself to miscarry and she was saving the blood or something?
I don't know.
Remember that? She did it like eight times.
I remember that. Yeah,
I think it might be filed under a tag called art abuse.
Art abuse. feastoffun.com/tags/art-abuse. So you can find it.
But Lady Gaga was just got 13 MTV MVA Video Music Award nominations.
13?
13.
Is that a record?
It's an absolute record.
Roll. Yeah. What? She got to build herself a new shelf for those award nominations.
Because she'll win lots of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure, maybe Beyonce might win one and Kanye can run up on stage and be like, wait a second.
I love Beyonce. I love Lady Gaga. Because, Kanye is gay, so he's, he can't decide.
He has to love her.
He has to love Lady Gaga.
The Huffington Post just posted a thing where they took Kanye's tweets and they matched it up with cartoons from the New Yorker, and they were brilliant.
Yeah, for 24 hours, I tweeted as Kanye West, in the persona of Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
And people thought that was very creative.
Absolutely. So Lady Gaga said about the awards, she goes, "God put me on Earth for three reasons. To make loud music, gay videos, and cause a damn ruckus. Thank you, MTV." Rockets.
Awesome.
Gay videos. So she knows her videos are gay. I wondered if she knew they were gay or not.
Well, I just appreciate that there's somebody that's making so much money and being so successful. She is the hottest musician. She is the top of her game.
And she's our girl.
And she is like 110% behind everyone. And she's so fucking smart. Look, I'm a cynical person by nature, and I approach popular culture with a little bit of trepidation, and it's hard for me to hold back my enthusiasm. It's hard for me not to be enthusiastic about Lady Gaga because she does so many things right. She's so creative. She's so kooky. She's wonderful, and her music's good. And she's going to be here in Chicago on Friday.
for Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza, and it's only $90
to go see the show.
I wish I could afford it. Yeah, me too. But the interesting thing is that a lot of gay men are going, oh my God, it's Market Day weekend, which is Chicago and the Midwest's largest street fair, where hundreds of thousands of people show up to hang out. A lot of hot guys and girls with their shirts off in public in a street fair to rival any gay pride parade. And they're like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be at Lollapalooza or the Market Days. And I said, you can do both. Mm-hmm. Because Market Day starts on Saturday and Lollapalooza starts on Friday. And Lady Gaga, oh, those wise concert promoters, they put her on Friday so not to conflict with the gay
street fair.
That's
wonderful. And you can see us. We're going to be at the Steamworks booth right in front of Steamworks. We're going to be playing Twister with the Porn Stars from 4 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday.
I don't know what I'm going to wear.
I don't know either. Something tight-fitting?
Maybe. Something loose-fitting.
How about some little swimsuits, a little swimsuit that says Marines on your butt?
So Scott Herman...
Fitness expert from the real world.
He's going to be in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell me why.
I wonder if he's going to bring those underwear with him.
I sort of hope
he
so.
He just took some photos at the GLAD
Media Awards.
I don't know if it's
GLAD
Media Awards.
Party.
They had a GLAD party in New York in Manhattan. And he's photographed. Everybody else is in suits and ties and formal wear. And he's walking around in little bikini underwear with Marines typed on the back.
I wanted to buy a duplicate of the thing and instead of the word Marines on his butt, put insert cock here and then be like, wear this one.
And I'll be like, what's it say?
What's it say? What's it say? I can't see. Why is everybody laughing?
Why is everybody humping up on me?
I know. It's horrible. Humpy. But so Scott Herman's going to be in town. Ronnie Kroll from Make Me a Supermodel and his boyfriend Taylor Prophet are going to be here. We're taking a show with them. And also the world's most famous Britney Spears impersonator Derek Barry on the show as well. Yeah. It's insane.
So that's coming up this week.
Lots of blondes. Blonde, hunky gay men.
Should we go blonde for Market Days?
I look terrible as blonde.
Do you look terrible as blonde?
I look like I have cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you have olive skin and you dye your hair blonde, it just doesn't work.
Well, you don't have olive skin.
Well, I have dark features. You just don't see them because I have black hair. But it's if I dye my hair blonde, I don't look like a German boy. No, I'd look.
I look like Madonna from the 80s, Desperately Seeking Susan era.
I look like Audrey Green in Little Shop of Horrors.
Well, speaking of cancer, though, they've discovered, and Fausto, you've been railing against this for years.
High fructose corn syrup is the scourge of mankind.
But they have fructose cancer cells are using it to divide. They've been doing tests. They've been giving these two sugars, glucose and fructose. And the cancer cells, they can use the glucose and, to live, but they use the fructose to divide and to spread.
So fructose feeds the cells
to feed her.
We're quoting the human centipede here. But so fructose feeds the cancer cells and not only encourages them to grow, but to divide. So if you are suffering from cancer, the first thing you need to do is to stop eating any fructose.
Step away from the soft drinks, but it's also in bread and a bunch of other things.
It's in salad dressings. It's in pizza. Mm-hmm. It's in spaghetti sauce. Mm-hmm. It's in all sorts of things. It's on mouthwash.
It's in mouthwash. Get out of here.
I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you putting fructose quartz? It's bad for your teeth. So,
well, and the American Beverage Association, because that's, I think, the number one consumption where we get the corn syrup from is for people that drink soda pop, those kinds of drinks with high fructose corn syrup in it. And the government's talked about taxing it because it is costing our healthcare system a lot of money.
Billions.
And billions. And they fought against it, and they've gotten, they haven't taxed it. But now, because they're saying that the sugar is sugar, whether it's glucose, whether it's fructose, whether it's, what is it, lactose. That it's sugar.
That's
sugar.
That's from tit milk. What is tit milk? It's not humanose.
The lactose. It's all lactose.
No, because lactose comes from cow milk, but human breast milk doesn't have...
Oh, it doesn't?
I'm not sure. My mother, the breastfeeding expert, knows about that, but...
Well, they're saying that sugar is sugar. Well, now this team is saying, no, sugar is not sugar because they've both fed them glucose and fructose. And this is a quote, tumor cells thrive on sugar, but they use the fructose to proliferate. Importantly, fructose and glucose metabolism are quite different. So there you go, kids.
So if you want to be healthy,
yeah, or if you want to give somebody cancer, just give them a whole bunch of cigarettes and Coca-Cola.
You know, poor Megan Mullally is all I got to say. She likes to smoke.
Does she?
She
likes her hydrogenized butter,
her margarine, and her fructose corn. She was a spokesmodel for M&M's, if I'm not correct. And M&M's have fructose corn syrup in them.
They do?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
M&M's have fructose in them.
Yeah. Then why do you eat them?
I don't eat M&M's. I eat Skittles.
Those have, yeah, they do.
I know.
You've been eating these Skittles?
I know. I'm addicted. I have to taste the rainbow.
Because you got addicted. Yeah, you did. I got addicted again.
Sugar and junk food is addictive. There have been some studies as drugs, and I've gotten addicted to Skittles.
Oh,
it's horrible.
You must stop it.
I see them, and it's like, you know, it's how can I just? It's like an alcoholic with alcohol,
Or a chocolate-holic with chocolate,
chocohol,
or.
or like a workaholic with workahol. I mean, it's like I look at Skittles and I go insane. I'm like, when Skittles did that viral blog with the vodka, I thought that was brilliant.
I wanted to send you to hypnosis. Should we take some questions from our listeners on Facebook?
Course.
So Scott Purdue says, can you believe Bristol dumped Levi again? Can these kids ever be happy?
Well, you know, Levi Johnson had the chance to come on the show. And he rejected it. He was like, went back and forth, and we could have had sex. We could have married him. It would be a three-way marriage.
Yeah.
Mark, me, and Levi. We all would have been happy.
I would have knitted some booties for that baby.
I would have taken care of the baby. Levi, instead, he broke our hearts. He broke Kathy Griffin's heart. He broke a lot of people's hearts. Yeah. He's a heartbreaker.
He is a heartbreaker.
You know?
Well, she talked to People Magazine, Bristol did. She's talking to all of us, saying he's got no remorse. It's over. I broke up with him. It was a final straw. He said he was going to work on some reality TV show, and it ended up being a music video where they made fun of her family. And also, too, this girl, they said that rumors came out that he had an affair with this girl, and this girl's pregnant. The baby's not his. All on, like, the same day that they were to be engaged.
Why doesn't Bristol turn around to her mother and say, Mom, don't be a douchebag, please, Mama. They're called breasts. Well, they're not dirty pillows.
It's her mother. What are you gonna say?
It's like she's like
mothers
Carrie.
Can be difficult sometimes.
It's like Carrie, and you know she needs to use her telekinesis powers just to like get Sarah Palin some education.
Well, I'm sure she wants to break free, but she's also like, well, you know, Mom's worth $12 million now.
Speaking of Carrie, like I was watching that clip, is like, why didn't she just use her telekinesis to stop the pig blood bucket from pouring on her head in the first place?
She didn't know it was coming.
Well, why didn't she use the telekinesis to remove the pig blood off her body?
Maybe it's hard for her to control liquids.
No, because in the earlier in the movie, she like dries her hair with telekinesis.
She does?
I don't know. Maybe. But
lies,
she, you know, she moves
lies.
Things around the kitchen. She makes towels. She got the garden hose. She got the doors to lock. She could do all those things, but she couldn't get the pig blood off of her body. I see a plot hole here, Stephen King. Rewrite.
Why does she walk home? Why not just fly?
Yeah.
So Kate Webb Ewing wants you to know that non-dairy creamer will not work for your cereal if you're out of milk.
It's horrible.
I wouldn't even try that. Andrew Stephen Kent said, exes, that's what's on my mind. One particular ex, we keep coming back to each other. Well, you know, if you're coming back for a reason.
It's a sex is hot, honey, but you can't stand them. That's okay. Just don't stick around afterwards. That's the problem with having sex with men.
They don't leave.
They want to talk and cuddle. Nag, nag, nag.
Enric Ayala wants to know, he doesn't think that boycotts don't work about Target and Best Buy.
Well, it's because everybody knows that Rick Ayala is a shopaholic and loves to buy things
at
Target.
And he lives up by that Target.
I know.
So he probably can even walk there, and now he's mad.
Not the gay Target, though.
The Peterson Target.
One on Peterson. Open 24
hours. The
burka
one.
Open late hours.
Every time I go in there, I always see somebody in a burka.
Isn't it freaky to see, like, I mean, we live here in Chicago, and I think the point of wearing a burqa is so people don't stare at you. I mean, according to their whole twisted worldview. And I'm like, you stand out like Darth Vader in drag. at a Target and you're shopping for clothes. Mm-hmm. And this is the most bizarre thing to see a woman in a burqa with her only her eyes peeping out. And she's holding up like... And
they always look surprised.
Yeah.
Their eyes are like and they're I'm bugging like, out.
Lady, mm-hmm. look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You're at Target. You're surrounded. Mm-hmm. I would understand if she was like even in like the Indian neighborhood mm-hmm. or something, or even at a falafel shop. But you're going to Target mm-hmm. dressed like that. People are going to stare at you.
I assume like she has a full beard under that or something. I don't know. And I grew up in Pennsylvania with the Amish. So I'm used to looking at people in crazy costumes and hanging out in gay bars and seeing drag queens. But that's just whatever that is.
I know. People are asking me about our thoughts about coming out. And we've talked about this extensively. Mm-hmm. And my thing to say to people is that everybody moves at a different speed. Mm-hmm. And some are retarded and some are not retarded.
Don't say that.
Okay, special needs when it comes to their embracing their sexual orientation. And so they're just because you come out of the closet doesn't mean that suddenly you're going to be a good person. Look at Elton John. I mean, he's just like, he just, you know, he puts his foot in his mouth. He's a mean, cranky old man. Yes, he donates a lot of money to gay charities, but he's also like does a lot of weird douchebaggy things. And but at the same time, look at Neil Patrick Harris. He's blossomed and grown as a person and as an artist since he came mm-hmm. out. And mind you, he was forced to come out because of the tabloids and bloggers. Mm-hmm. So life is complicated. And I say to everybody, don't come out until you're ready to do so. Mm. Be patient and gentle at the same time with the people who are in the closet because they are just deeply insecure or special needs mm-hmm. and may not see things the way you see them. And so when you come out, it does open up doors and allows you to either be a more confident douchebag like Elton John or a more creative, incredible, spirited person like Neil Patrick Harris. Mm. But one thing that brings me is that we so seldom see older gay men being smart, being funny, being sassy and intelligent. And so in September, we're doing a series of interviews with older gay men who are inspiring, who are fabulous, who are intelligent, who made it to make you feel like getting older is a good thing. Because mm-hmm. this is one of those little ghosts mm-hmm. that we have in our communities, in our worlds, is that getting older means you're not sexually attractive, that you're going to struggle more, that you're not going to feel connected to people around you, and you're going to feel lonely. Mm. And I want to talk to gay men who have gotten sexier as they get older, who've gotten more connected with people and gotten more respected, more loved by people.
And are happy.
And are happy.
And not bitter old queens.
Yeah.
They're complaining that nobody wants to do anything with them or be around them, or that this younger generation doesn't have any community. I want people that can be uplifting.
You know who we're talking about if you're listening. But so I want to, you know, draw attention to the people. So I'm going to try to get Terrence McNally.
Oh, yeah.
Who is, you know, the award winning. I think if you win about four or five Tony Awards, I think that'll help.
That
make
might
you
be an achievement.
Yeah, that will make you cheerful too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to talk to the silver foxes mm-hmm. of the gay world and get you guys excited about getting older and not feel like somebody I know who lies about their age.
Who's that?
There's only two people here in the room.
So Annie Grab wants us to know that radioactive boars are on the rise in Germany.
What's a radioactive boar?
Well, you know what a boar is? It's like a pig. They have wild pigs there.
Yeah.
We have wild pigs here, like in Florida. They have wild
javali.
Pigs. Javali, that's correct.
Yes.
And so I don't know why we don't have them up north in America. Maybe we do, or maybe the Indians, or maybe they never lived here. But they do have them like in Florida. My friend was chased by them. He said they have, maybe it's from Chernobyl.
The pigs are like eating the Chernobyl delicious mm-hmm. delicious mushrooms that have absorbed all the radiation mm-hmm. and they're growing superpowers.
Yeah, they chomp on mushrooms and truffles, which are particularly efficient at absorbing radioactivity.
Oh my God! So what are these like stronger than average, or because usually radiation just makes things sick and die?
Yeah,
unlike in comic books. Mm-hmm. And superhero folklore.
You're getting used to get sick and die. So.
It's the opposite. Mm-hmm. You don't get strong and green and break things.
And then David M. Line wants to know, what's a professional church organist to do when he realizes atheism makes a whole lot more sense?
Oh. Enjoy the music and enjoy the culture. I worked at the Catholic Archdiocese for a good number of years. And to me, it was like working for
You know, no different than working for a company that believes in UFOs.
Mm.
You're not going to change them.
No.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
And cash that check, honey. Because as Crystal Connor said in the movie Showgirls, we're all whores, darling.
We take the check. We show them what they want. What is it?
We take the tips. We cash the checks. We show them what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, be that whore, darling, and cash that check. You got to get paid, as RuPaul likes to say. I ain't got no shame. I just want to get paid.
Is that really her song?
And paid? You say paid, yes. That's a RuPaul song.
Well, also in there's a coalition coming up for this that says Just Say Now. And they call it a transpartisan coalition.
Sounds sexy.
So it's not just bipartisan. It's
transpartisan.
It's prosecutors, judges, cops, students, bloggers, conservatives, political activists, Democrats, everybody asking for marijuana to become legal.
Smoke it if you got them.
Smoke it if they got, because they're like, this war on drugs is just ridiculous. The crime that's rampant in Mexico because of it, people being shot, is just insane. And listen, it's not really going to harm you that much.
Yeah, I hear people complaining in California. Mm-hmm. It's like, everybody's smoking pot now. Everybody has their medical marijuana card. And I'm like, so?
Let them.
Has the world fallen off a cliff? Or
has the world ended?
Has the world ended? Did something fall off a cliff? No. Yeah. World kept on turning.
And, you know, it's there's so many benefits to it and so very, very few reasons not to.
Your eyesight will improve. I actually don't smoke any pot, though.
No. You're not a big smoke.
I'm addicted to Skittles. I am.
But listen, I want people to be able to smoke pot if they want to smoke it. And if they feel like walking down the street smoking a joint, let them do it.
If you put pot in Skittles, I would be even more addicted.
Mm.
I'd be giggling and eating Skittles and be like,
I wonder if we could we make some pot Skittles for you?
I would think they'd be delicious.
Mm.
Skittles is basically just taffy with a candy shell. So if you made taffy and you figured out how to sugarcoat them, God, that would be good. Let me just think about that. While you're thinking about Skittles that have THC, isn't it, Mark? The drug in it?
Yeah, it's THC.
THC-laced Skittles. Wrap your mind around this one. So the new book, Hollywood Babylon Strikes Again, coming out. About all the dirt in Hollywood. One of the great revelations is that Superman star Christopher Reeve had a gay affair with late porn star Cal Culver, who went by the professional name Casey Donovan. Culver appeared in the 1971 gay porn film Boys in the Sand, based on Boys in the Band. The puns were that happened back then.
Uh-huh.
He shared a passionate 2-month love affair with Christopher Reeve. Their relationship ended when Reeve found out that Culver was a gay porn star. And, he said about Christopher Reeve that he was a great lover, and I think I liberated him sexually. Of course you would. I didn't think he was gay, but he seemed to be willing to try anything once, including anal. He was curious.
He didn't say including anal.
I added that part.
I'm sure he would, though. I always just assumed Christopher Reeve was gay. He always read gay to me. And then, of course, in the movie, was it Death Trap?
Yeah.
He kisses Michael Caine.
That's right.
And it's believable.
It wasn't acting at all.
It's a wonderful movie. If you ever get a chance to see it, you should definitely see it.
So, you know, this is the people that ask me about coming out. It's that everybody's a little bit gay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in Christopher Reeve's case, a little bit more than just a little bit.
Well, the other thing is, though, too, is like, you know, they had like the gay, like today we have such a strong gay identity. And if you're going to have gay sex, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm gay. Back then, if it was the 70s or late 60s, there was certainly a gay identity, but it wasn't as strong. And some people say it was easy to get a straight guy in bed before because they're like, well, I don't know, I guess I'll try it because they don't. You know, because to name it is to claim it, and they didn't have, you know,
they didn't have a word for it. The word has cock blocked and liberated people at the same time.
Yeah. So it's like you get one hand robs the other hand.
I know. So, you know, you can't win people. And that's the end of the show. We want to remind the listeners that today's show would not be possible without your support. We do this out of the kindness and love of our hearts and your donations. Go to feastoffun.com and click on the /iPhone or click on the share and save button. and there's a little green button there that says donate, mm-hmm. and you click on that button, you can donate money to us.
Or buy a t-shirt, too. Just go to feastoffun.com/store and get yourself a brand new feastoffun.com t-shirt that we made ourselves. We didn't make the t-shirt. We screened them ourselves.
Every time you buy a t-shirt, mm-hmm. it doesn't just save a podcast. It helps the economy mm-hmm. because we actually make things. Mm-hmm. We're not like those rich, luxurious bloggers that sit around their homes drinking espressos and fancy lattes and type little gossip about celebrities and cash in the checks. We help the economy by making things
we
happen.
We are manufacturing.
Manufacturing
made
people.
Made in America.
Foff. USA. F-O-F.
You know, we need some like what? Gears moving and some clanking. And,
oh, I do have that.
That's a slaughterhouse. There we go.
It's here somewhere.
What?
There we go.
Oh.
We're making things happen here. I got the t-shirts coming out, kids.
And we hope to see you this weekend at Market Days. Again, we'll be at the Steamworks booth right in front of Steamworks. It's on the southern end of the route fair. And we'll be playing Twister.
It's going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? It doesn't matter as long as you get a hug and a kiss.
Oh.
With porn stars. So hot. If you've ever wanted to know what it was like to play Twister with a porn star, this is your chance. Mm-hmm. And guess what? How much does it cost, Mark?
It's free. It's absolutely free.
You'll have this kind of sexy result. Mm. The music featured on today's show is the music Big Star, Rachel Sage, her album Delancey Street, available on our website, feastoffun.com. How dare you not buy this fabulous music?
I want to remind people, too, to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/feastoffun and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/feastoffun.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're gonna get your rest, cause you gotta fight your enemies, you gotta fight friends, you gotta fight depression when the whole shit ends, yeah. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Who you gonna run to when you can't think straight? Everybody's pushing